The U.S. Forest Service is a huge government agency that's responsible for 192 million acres of forests and grasslands. The new chief of the agency is Dale Bosworth, a 35-year veteran of the service. For the past 4 years, that vast expanse of the nation's protected open space was the responsibility of Michael Dombeck. Mr. Dombeck was the first chief of the Forest Service who grew up on a national forest. His parents ran a general store in the Schwamigan National Forest in northern Wisconsin. As chief, Mr. Dombeck closed almost 60 million acres of national forest land to road building. He closed parts of the Rocky Mountains to mining. And he began a massive effort to map, catalog, and preserve some of the nation's old-growth forests. Mr. Dombeck stepped down last month with concern that the conservation policies he crafted under former President Clinton might not be maintained by the Bush administration. On this day, the retired chief is keeping an appointment with his Labrador retriever, Murphy. That's where we caught up with Mr. Dombeck for a fishing lesson at Fletcher's Boathouse in the Washington, D.C. section of the CNO Canal under the flight path of Reagan National Airport.
This sets the drag, so if you get a big one on, he doesn't break your line. I'm really worried about that. Irrespective of how incompetent the fisherman is, usually you don't break the line if you set it right.
When Mike Dombeck came to Washington's bureaucracy about 20 years ago, he said fishing in and around the Potomac wasn't nearly as good.
Well, one thing with the Potomac is you think about the effects of particularly the Clean Water Act, you know, of 25 or 30 years ago, that, you know, this is one of the best fisheries in the country today. It wasn't too long ago that you couldn't hardly touch the water because of concerns about contamination and the raw sewage coming in upstream. And right now, within the shadow of the Washington Monument, for example, the Bass Angler Sportsman Society has among their best tournaments is right here in the Potomac River.
Ready?
Yes, of course.
All aboard.
Raring to go.
Dombeck, in fact, began his career in public service as a fishing guide, working the rivers of northern Wisconsin.
You're a fishing guide for 11 years. To be head of the Forest Service, is that kind of being a fishing guide in another sense, a guide at any rate?
Well, in a sense, you're, you know, the honor of the job, which is tremendous. And by the way, I want to point out, it's a job that the first year was just plain hard, because you're learning new programs, you're learning new issues, you're learning a lot of personalities, you're learning to work with a hill. But once you get beyond that, it's really a lot of fun, a lot of satisfaction.
You're going to put that in the water, eh?
Let's start with you.
So I just let this, it's called a bail?
Yes.
I let that out?
Yeah, you just flip the bail, but as you do that, you need to be holding the line with your index finger.
Oh, yeah.
Otherwise, the only way you'll catch something is by having your bait in the water.
Right.
Catch anything?
No, we just started.
Shut up. Oh, I'm sorry. Forgive me.
A lake or a stream, particularly, is the single best indicator of the quality of land management and the stewardship that occurs on the land, because whatever happens on the upslope, on the mountainside, reflects itself in water quality, in stream stability, in productivity of an aquatic ecosystem, and quality of the fisheries are really reflective of the quality of the water and the productivity of a stream.
Let me, can I try one more cast?
Oh, you can try several. Now, this is a spinner that's on here. See how that?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's supposed to look like another fish swimming, so just cast it out.
Okay.
And, I got a stick. See there, look at that.
In your letter of resignation, you quoted James Wilson, Agriculture Secretary a century ago. Who said that the Forest Service should manage public resources, we wrote this down, for the greatest good of the greatest number in the long run. Now, has our definition of what the greatest good for the greatest number changed over, particularly, the last generation?
Oh, I think it has, very much so. If you take a look at the time that statement was written, there was no science-based management of forests. There was concern about a timber famine. There was concern at that time that we were just as a nation going to run out of trees. And now we're focusing a whole lot more on recreation. We're focusing on water. We're focusing on the spiritual values. We're focusing on the cultural values. We're focusing on the values of quality of life, the scenic beauty all of these kinds of things. And so the social values have changed over time. And I continually ask myself, as well as challenged employees and others, is, you know, of what value will the forest be to society and to the American people 20 years from now and 50 years from now?
When did you begin to think you were going to resign?
Well, you know, it's no secret that, you know, the Bush administration ushered in a different philosophy when it came to environmental and conservation issues. And this is a democracy, and we have a new president, we have a new administration, that they have things that they want to take a look at. And my decision was really, you know, do I want to be part of rolling back some of the policies that I believe in? And my decision is no. Not on my watch.
You resigned on a Friday in late March. What did you do on Monday morning?
I went fishing. I felt it was symbolically important to me to get out and get out on the river. And the water was high and murky. And I'll be honest, I did not catch anything. But I just had a wonderful time reconnecting.
Oh, I seem to have caught something, Mr. Dombeck.
Yeah,
let me wrestle this into the boat.
Hey, a limb. A cedar salmon. Here you go.
Not bad for my first catch, is it?
I will release it. You know, the other thing that could be said, there's a jerk at one end of the line. All you need now is a jerk at the other end.
Yeah, but he didn't catch anything either. Mike Dombeck retired as chief of the U.S. Forest Service on March 31.